few scenes quite as tranquil as a pair of ducks paddling and dabbling in the morning mist on a quiet backwater. Welcome to The Nature of Phenology, where we share the cycles and seasons of the outdoors. I'm your host, Hazel Stark, and this episode was written by Joe Horn. One bright spring morning, I was driving along the back roads of interior Waldo County here in Maine when the road gently sloped downhill towards a marshy area. Guardrails and a border of red maple trees demarcated the edge of the roadway from the forest which dropped precariously to the greening grasses and flooded tree snags ringing this wetland. I knew that at its heart there would be a winding brook that would be home to countless minnows, trout, beaver, muskrat, and ducks. As my car edged towards the culvert, the brook entered my viewshed, and sitting there in the middle of the pool created by the road crews when they installed the culvert was a pair of wood ducks. One a mottled brown female, and the other a stunning male in a bright range of colors. Seeing wood ducks in such a place wasn't surprising at all. They tend to like quiet beaver ponds and similar low, wet places, especially if they are near a good stand of oak trees or a mixed hardwood forest, as acorns are one of their favorite foods. In these areas, I've often found that conservation organizations like land trusts, Audubon groups, and Ducks Unlimited chapters tend to install wood duck nest boxes. Large wooden boxes that are set up on snags or posts very near the water's surface to encourage nesting. This time of year, typically mid-May, wood duck females tend to be sitting on their nests to incubate their eggs for the next month or so until they hatch out in June. The nest boxes that volunteers erect are designed to mimic the tree hollows that wood ducks tend to nest in. They are somewhat unique among ducks being tree cavity nesters. These natural tree cavities can be upwards of 60 feet in the air, with higher cavities being preferred over lower. To help facilitate nesting life in trees, wood ducks are even equipped with notably sharp and strong claws to help them grip onto bark and wood. Like so many ducks, the ducklings will follow their parents around on the water well before they can fly, so to get down from their nests, the wood duck young often jump straight out of their nest box or tree hollow right onto the ground or into the water before they can fly. One of the most incredible things about wood ducks is the stunning plumage of the males, especially in the spring when their colors seem most vibrant. The color patterns remind me of a brook trout in that they are so vivacious, so perfectly accented with highlights and streaks and speckles, that it is hard to picture even an artist imagining such an intricate array of colors. The breast of the males is rusty brown, bespeckled with cream spots. Their flanks are a warm ginger at a distance, but held in hand, these feathers are gently barred with light and dark hues. Their wings, when held over their backs, are largely iridescent greens and blues, highlighted with black and white markings. Their head and crest are iridescent emerald and auburn. Their eyes are red with an orange eye cup, and their bills are multicolored with coral, white, orange, and black. With these colorful patches bordered with white and black streaks, the whole plumage comes together like a piece of art. While looking for wood ducks, I often find hooded mergansers, which at a glance look something like a wood duck in more formal attire. Also known as beaver ducks, the hooded mergansers are also fond of beaver ponds, and while they have those same ginger flanks, the rest of them is an intricate patterning of black and white with a proportionally larger crest and a longer, thinner bill. So this weekend, you could head to your nearest beaver pond or wetland in search of a wood duck in its breeding plumage. If you do happen to find one, it's very likely that there is a nest nearby. If the place is near enough for regular visits, you might even be able to keep an eye out over the coming weeks for the young ducklings as they follow their parents through these creeks and waterways. You can find a link to the transcript, photos, information about podcasting, and more by visiting archives.weru.org. Thanks for listening, and please join us next week for another dive into the nature of phenology.